The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to CIO Talk Radio with your host, Sunjoe Gall. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers. Here's Sunjoe Gall.
Good morning and welcome to CIO Talk Radio. To learn more about the show, please visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Today's topic is, should IT drive business service reliability? And our guest for today's show is Rob Reek, who's the President for Global Technology and Operations for MasterCard Worldwide. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Sandro. Nice
to be
here.
Sir? How's it going?
Going very well.
So the life and the work and the economy, everything going in your favor?
Well, we'd like to see the economy continue to pick up and see those unemployment numbers go down, but so far so good.
Very good, very good. So now in this day and age when you hold such a responsible title of handling the technology and operations for a company like MasterCard, it definitely is a serious role to be wearing at all times and a responsibility. So how is that coming along?
Well, it really is an interesting role because we're such a globally diverse company. The fact that that we operate in over 200 countries around the world, and doing the transaction processing for 25,000 financial institutions. It gives us a scale that we operate on that's pretty significant.
So in your business, when somebody goes and tries to be at a dinner table or buying something for their wives or whatever they're doing in terms of shopping and they give their MasterCard and it does not work, what are the ripple effects besides the person not being as happy there?
Well, and that's the whole premise on how we look at service reliability. Because our take going in is that card should work every time, no matter where they are. That giving that customer that expectation that when they see that MasterCard decal on the outside of the store, they know they can go in there and it's going to work. So it's really kind of a tie to our whole mindset around service reliability. There's a concept in this card industry, payments industry, that is called top of wallet. And when someone goes to a store or a restaurant or any other place and makes a payment, if that card doesn't work, there's a tendency for that card to go down in order of the wallet. And our goal is always to make MasterCard top of wallet.
So with that being said, yes, technology does play a role where a card should work every time. But then again, we know that garbage in, garbage out when we even brought computers out. And people who manage it is what makes IT what IT is in different companies. That's why many companies may have IT not as working as well versus others. They are doing phenomenally good job. And then we talk about business processes, which make sure that when the card, of course, works, but then you do not get late charges or you are taken care of in terms of as a customer, and how, suppose your card gets lost and you have to get an immediate replacement, how is that done? So all that is included, so you've got people, process, and technology. Where technology is more of an enabler or automating a manual process, which otherwise would have been a manual process. So do you think technology should really be the one which should be either blamed and or be the driver, because it is the business and the people and the processes which are making a difference here?
I agree with where you're going with that. I think it has to be that combination of people, process, and technology. And I think where people tend to get in trouble is when they over-rely on any of one of those three. If you're over-reliant on the people to make this work, then any kind of change you may have in your staff or the wrong person for you wins the lottery and leaves, then you put yourself and your company's business processes at risk. So I think it's really how you look at those three things and leverage process, people, and technology to get the best service reliability.
Now, different companies have different challenges. Would you say that it's a different mix, which is going to be based on different companies, is what is going to change their strategy of how someone would rely on technology more versus another? So would you say in your case, is technology the driver or should be the driver, given that it's so technology-centric, it's all information flowing back and forth?
There's definitely a large part of it driven by technology in the payments business, just because, like you said, the electronification of payments continues to grow and grow and grow. I do think where you have to look at it and make sure you're solving service reliability as a for the business is how you balance cost and quality, because there are still areas in the world where a pure Six Sigma approach may not be the right solution for that particular area. So I think you do have to balance what is the best service level you're going to provide at the right cost.
How much are we totally in this day and age when we are so externally centric in the sense like we have to have a partner network, we have to have people who are going to be handling those credit card machines, the last mile challenge, if you will. How much is our success and or failure dependent on those people who we may or may not have influence on? And if we don't have as much influence, what can you do as an IT leader or your crew can do to mitigate such risks?
Yeah, I think that's kind of the interesting challenge in the model that we operate in. It is a hand-in-glove environment between the issuers of payment cards, the network that's providing the transmission, and the acquiring banks who support the merchants end-to-end. And without all those different parties working together, you do potentially impact the overall quality of transaction. The good thing is, in our environment, we've been doing this with our bank and financial institution partners for a long time, and those processes and the way things are worked and defined are very well known and orchestrated.
So would you say when a merchant at the shop and the card is not working for whatever reason, would you be the scapegoat by default?
I can't say in particular, not without knowing the situation, but I think there are times when it's just easier for a store to say, "Do you have another card?" as a default answer, especially in the U.S., where almost everyone carries multiple payment cards. That again points back to we got to provide a solution that hopefully keeps that question from being answered so that MasterCard stays at top of wallet.
Your business leaders, what is the expectation that they bring to you?
The expectation is that MasterCard, the way we look at IT is part of the business. So it's not business leaders having an expectation of IT. It's IT has to have the mindset that we are part of the business and part of driving those business solutions and opportunities. I think that's kind of an interesting thing when there's obviously a lot of commentary and writing about business IT alignment. And I think to a certain extent, that's almost a self-perpetuating fallacy, because if you're not in IT and you're not thinking yourself as part of the business, then you've got the wrong mindset.
Now, if you were to really look at the resource constraints, and IT has to do more with less, and sometimes people start joking that we have to do more with nothing. it's typically the way the world has been, at least in the last couple of years. So when it happens as a resource constraint, and then you got somebody hammering, saying that I need the quality, I need the customer satisfaction, I need everything but the kitchen sink, and I do not have enough funds to give you. So what does that do in terms of your service reliability? Would you compromise it, or would you just lay the cards on the table and say, hey, if you don't give me the money, I cannot give you the reliability, but then they say you are fired?
We take very much on projects that come in. We work with, you know, as part of the business team to assess what is the risk of that project. And we make a conscious decision of this is the level of service we expect to get. It's and that's different depending on if we're doing this as a proof of concept or a pilot, just to see if it's going to work, versus something we're going to institutionalize and make part of our overall MasterCard family of products. So I think, you know, the right answer there is to work up front as part of the overall team defining this product and set the characteristics accordingly. If there's not money to do a project that is institutional and part of the core fabric, then that risk needs to be identified and discussed and make sure everybody's on board with how we're going to deal with that. That's something that we would tend not to think of as a good solution. There is a point on, you know, to your earlier comment to the expectation to do more with less, and I think that's a valid expectation for companies to have of IT as part of the business. As technology improves, as you improve business processes every year, as you improve how you bring employees on board and the mindset that they take with them, there ought to be an expectation that we can do more with less.
So when we are talking about the disruptions, and disruptions not only like something which was off for like 2 seconds, or if it is extended, then what is the answer given, or what can be the best way to sustain the business and or maintain the customer goodwill while going about solving the problem? It's more like crisis management, at the same time, a customer expectation management, all to be done at the same time. So what do you need, who do you need beside you, and what do you need to make that happen?
Yeah, that's something where IT has to be considered part of the business to really make that work effectively. And in my experience, you know, thinking back in the past where there have been, you know, situations even prior coming to MasterCard where things didn't go exactly right, and that's going to happen anytime you've got a machine or a process or a person involved. There's always something that can go south on you. But when you look at those things that have happened, the way it was handled, the way it was communicated, always seems to jump to the forefront. So if you're dealing with your customers up front and having established good communication mechanisms prior to anything not working as planned, you're much better off than if you're trying to reach them for the first time during a crisis.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages and extend this conversation, because the way the crisis happens and the people who are involved in the crisis, they all have to get together. And can we have a pull-the-plug test of something which is truly a crisis, which is beyond our control, and every time we will see a new flavor? How does IT leader and how does IT crew come together and make sure that every time something like this happens, they come out as successful heroes who made this crisis go away and restored the services? Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Up-to-date business and financial news. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790.
The experts are here.
Voice America Business Network.
Looking for flexible ways to scale your IT efforts? Then visit www.aval.com today. Aval helps companies find the global IT talent they need to align their IT and business objectives. Whether it's hiring top IT leadership talent or building a reliable technology team, Aval delivers. To find out how Aval can help your company, visit www.aval.com or call 1-800-947-2832. Aval, delivering global IT talent. That's www.aval, A-V-V-A-L, aval.com. Visit today.
Dialogue is the single most powerful leadership tool we have to make a difference in the world. Leading Conversations with host Cheryl Esposito creates a place for that dialogue. Tune into the Voice America Business Channel every Friday as Cheryl hosts new conversations among leaders from around the world in business, government, art, economics, and social change. We'll explore big ideas and everyday actions and learn how their own leadership has led them to discover a newfound sense of possibility in the world. Leading Conversations with Cheryl Esposito, bringing big thinkers together in conversations that make a difference, right here on the Voice America Business Channel every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Stop wasting time. Get what you want. Live your dream life. The Dream Big Revolution. Imagine having more freedom, better health, more money, happiness. Could your business be more successful? Unless you're living the life you want, you're wasting precious time. Your life is too valuable to waste. Let Leanne Hilgers help you find health, wealth, and happiness. Listen in and live your dream life. Join the Dream Big Revolution. Tune in every Tuesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Seventh Wave Network.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to CIO Talk Radio. To learn more about the show, please visit www.ciotalkradio.com. If you have a question or comment, call toll-free 1-866-472-5790. Now back to the show. Here's Sanjoy Gall.
Welcome back. So we'll continue our discussion about the level of extended issues that we will face in case when there's a crisis, and then we have to have our crew and everybody else come together. And then there would be people who may not be reporting to IT, but they are also going to be required to solve that crisis. So what is that influence management, or what is that business process and or people management that needs to be there in order for us to bring that reliability back?
Yeah, the when you look at some of the recent catastrophes with Haiti and Chile and Turkey just in the last few days, the situation that occurs from a financial services perspective is there are people there who are trying to make payments, get out of hotels, get flights, all those kind of things. So, again, we've got to be in a position where we're helping them, making sure those transactions are going through. The issue, I think, that sometimes catches people is that we haven't had the foresight to plan for that worst-case situation. So when we go to just the very basics of the infrastructure on a payment network, it goes around the network itself. So how have we designed and built the network to provide not just redundancy to ensure those transactions are being processed, but in our case we have this concept around tridundancy, because again, in those kind of situations, we're trying to do everything we can to help that MasterCard cardholder get done what they need done.
Now, with respect to your service reliability issues in your company or any other company, we also know that there are some time bombs that we sit on in many cases, and it's not something that somebody does intentionally. You know, equipments degrade over time. And you would have people turn over. There could be cultural changes that are happening. And while you could be the best IT leader with the best IT crew, but then since we said that it's a people, process, and technology with business involved in it, is what constitutes what level of business reliability, service reliability you will experience, then this is what is going to be the weakest link, or there will be a number of weakest links you may not know about, and they're time bombs. So what is that IT can do to bring them to the surface proactively and timely so that we do not see these time bombs blowing on us?
Yeah, Sanjoy, you're right. There's anytime you have a solution that involves people, processes, and machines, there's always chances for failure. So having that mindset going in, culturally looking at, we're here to provide that 100% reliable solution, and in the case there is an issue, that we have those escalation plans, those crisis management plans that can be kicked off immediately as part of the overall business solution to get service restored. One of the keys around that for us, because we do operate globally in a very diverse environment, is the vendor partners selection process. So we take that very seriously about who we use as our key partners in providing this service, because they have to have that same mindset as well.
Now, disruptions are the enemies of service reliability. So disruptions could be a healthy disruption, which is that you had M&A, so you acquired a company, and then you could have these disasters that you spoke about. Is your strategy leveraging IT, people, processes, other business unit leaders and their respective crew coming together, is your strategy changed when it's a healthy disruption versus it's a disaster?
Yeah, when we look at acquisitions, we make an assessment on where we think that acquisition is on the continuum of reliability and service. Like you talked about earlier, it can't be a one size fits all solution. Each business has its own unique requirements and expectations. But again, I think it's making that assessment up front, early in the M&A analysis due diligence process, that helps you understand how well they're supporting the customers they have today before you buy them.
So who drives reliability in such cases? M&A. Is that a business knows that there may be a degradation for a little bit? Come back up?
Yeah, we'll definitely make that assessment. So in MasterCard's case, our due diligence teams are composed of financial experts, M&A leads, people from that run that type of business or that area of the business from the company, as well as IT. It's one integrated team doing that due diligence effort.
Now, in terms of, we spoke about catastrophic events and we saw terrorist threats, et cetera, et cetera. Can we truly insulate ourselves? Does the customer understand that my credit card stopped working because there was turbulence in other part of the world?
I don't think, from a cardholder perspective, they necessarily care what caused the disruption, and it's our responsibility to manage any disruption or minimize any disruption to make sure that their business needs are satisfied. In the payments industry, again, there are plenty of bad guys out there always trying to do things with fraud or posting events that disrupt the business. So one of MasterCard's larger investments always is, how do we stay ahead of those people who have bad end games in mind?
So how do you get that paranoia out of somebody's head?
Well, I don't know that I want that paranoia out of the head of the people who are thinking about that MasterCard. I kind of want a certain level of paranoia that, there's someone trying to do something that we don't want done, and how do we stop them from doing that? from the cardholder perspective, our goal is to not have to have them think about it at all, and their card always works.
So that trust, what is specifically done from a business standpoint, from IT standpoint, by looking at trends? Yes, you would do your investigative work, and yes, you will put some of those checks in place, but then thieves are almost always ahead of the cops. So you have to play some catch-up. What do you do so that the trust is maintained?
You know, that's the key is, you know, making sure we don't break that trust. It'll go back to that whole concept again of top of wallet, where your payment vehicle ranks with everybody else. There's almost a point, you know, when we talked about service reliability and whether it can be a differentiator or not. In this case, in the payments arena, how well fraud and things like that are handled, it is a service differentiator.
So if you are as an IT leader, and of course your department, which is touching almost every part of the organization, it has the potential to make a positive difference. But then you could also be at the same time very, very liable for, or you can be blamed for anything that goes wrong also. So is an IT leader supposed to be a politician and or lawyer or a negotiator in order to be able to fend those blames off so that they can continue doing their job? Because people will be trying to use that as an opportunity. I mean, we live in a world where we are human beings still.
Yeah, I guess I don't quite look at it that way. I look at it more as you have to be a business leader. And if you're not thinking of IT as integral to the business, as part of the business, and you'd probably do end up getting in a situation where you're trying to either justify things or explain things away, that's to me, is not productive. You're much better off establishing IT as part of the business, integral to the business, and part of the decision-making process, so that that doesn't have to be a focus for your day-to-day job.
Now, coming to the specific areas where you measure and or improve service reliability, so it's accessibility, continuity, and performance. So these are different areas, and they have got related expectations that are set by you for your customers, or they create expectations for themselves. What is your upfront due diligence and or what's your upfront effort to know more about those areas? Because what you don't know much about, you cannot measure, and what you cannot measure, you cannot improve.
I agree with you, that concept. I had a boss in my past who that was always his mantra. You can't fix it if you can't measure it. So I think that's you're absolutely right. Going into any kind of new business, new opportunity, new geographic location, you have to be part of the business decision process to define what level of service we're going to provide as we go in there. Again, if it's a proof of concept or a pilot or a limited introduction, that may have an initial level of service that would have to be enhanced if you rolled it out more broadly.
So with respect to each one of those, if you were to take one at a time, when we say accessibility, what is, in your view, maybe perhaps also in MasterCard but other companies that you may have worked with, what is understood and or how is accessibility defined in the sense that you are able to then measure it and then further work towards as a continuous pursuit towards improving it?
Yeah, it's an interesting, you know, in this environment, in this payments arena, a lot of the growth that you see is in geographic locations or emerging markets. So a lot of what we do from an investment standpoint is making our services accessible and available in markets that don't necessarily have high volumes at this point, but we anticipate them growing significantly. So one of our more recent investments is satellite connectivity for parts of Africa. We see that as a great emerging market, lots of potential as people become more and more banked and more have higher expectations of being able to be supported by payment, electronic payments. And doing that has us investing in technology that, you know, you wouldn't have a one-year return on investment, but it's something we believe is the right thing to do and will set us up to really help those areas jump into this technology as soon as they're ready.
So with respect to the continuity, how do you see any company for that matter, if they have to maintain continuity? Yes, we do our business continuity exercises and disaster recovery, but is that something done without recognizing the needs as much, or what is that upfront work that needs to be performed for us to say, let's look at the continuity aspect?
Yeah, we'll start, you know, in any kind of new effort upfront, looking at the different levels of continuity that needs to be provided. So, in some cases, we may say upfront, we want this to be in a co-processing environment right from the very start. So it's not a continuity discussion. It's about how many nodes we're going to set up that are processing all at the same time, so that if any one node goes down, you know, there's absolutely no interruption of service. So I think, you know, again, it's being part of that business decision, not making a recommendation from an IT standpoint, but being part of the business decision right from the start, saying this is a product line, this is a service we're going to provide that absolutely can never be down. And if that's the case and everyone sees that as the way that it's going to be a differentiated product or a product that's going to have a higher return on investment, then that's how we'll design it from the very start. And then you may have products or projects in limited release, proof of concepts that we will not invest in a disaster recovery scenario. It may be we rebuild it if it would ever go down just because of the limited introduction. And doing that, again, goes back to the communication to your customer, so that any customer that may be on that pilot or proof of concept is aware of what the worst case scenario is up front before anything happens in a crisis environment.
Let's take a quick break, listeners. We'll be right back after these messages. And while we spoke about accessibility and continuity, we'll get on to the performance side. But before we go there, how about asking a question or exploring the question, can we truly have 100% business service reliability? Is that a realistic expectation? Is it a tall order? Is it the holy grail that we all strive towards? Or is it even achievable? Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now toll free 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Looking for flexible ways to scale your IT efforts? Then visit www.avol.com today. Avol helps companies find the global IT talent they need to align their IT and business objectives. Whether it's hiring top IT leadership talent or building a reliable technology team, Avol delivers. To find out how Avol can help your company, visit www.avol.com or call 1-800-947-2832. Avol, delivering global IT talent. That's www.avol, A-V-V-A-L, avol.com. Visit today.
Have questions about wind power? Listen for the TLG Wind Power Hour with Terry from TLG Wind Power Products. He'll cover the ins and outs of wind energy with you, whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or want a ready-made product. Let Terry give you the know-how and understanding of making wind energy work for you. Terry will share decades of hands-on experience so that you don't have to learn about wind power the hard way. The TLG Wind Power Hour, live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Green Talk Network.
Are you looking for a show to help you increase your sales and subsequently your income? Want to know what works and what doesn't? Do you want to have some fun and learn at the same time? Listen for Let's Talk Sales to Increase Your Income with Len and Jack. Yep, it's a long title, but it's designed to educate you, the effective sales professional. Each week, hosts Len DiNincenzo and Jack Cullen will help you stay focused on doing the basics of your trade consistently well. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Channel.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to CIO Talk Radio. To learn more about the show, please visit www.ciotalkradio.com. If you have a question or comment, call toll-free 1-866-472-5790. Now back to the show. Here's Sanjo Gall.
Welcome back. So we've spoken briefly about accessibility and the continuity aspect. Can we and or should we truly promise and or expect 100% continuity and or accessibility? Is that still the holy grail, or is it still been achieved, or has that been achieved?
I would still say in most cases that's probably still not achievable at the state of where we are, but I think it's still the ultimate goal and the mindset that we need to create, that in cases where the service we're talking about is core to our business, so in MasterCard's case, the network, we want people working on the network to have that expectation it's going to be up 100% of the time. In reality, I know that's not going to be the case, but the expectation needs to be that way.
So does by setting expectation, do they just work harder or smarter?
I think it's that combination we talked about of people, process, and technology.
Uh-huh.
And how do we leverage those that three-legged stool to get the best result? But then, you know, in the payments industry, we process a typical authorization transaction. So that transaction where you swipe your card at the store and it's delivered to your issuing bank for approval. In the MasterCard transmission time is about 142 milliseconds. So a disruption that's as long as the blink of an eye just impacted three or four transactions. So it's that volume thing that, you know, you got to have in the back of your mind too, why disruptions are just are not tolerated.
Now, so what's your true tolerance versus what is being set on as a stage?
Well, I mean, we monitor on a Six Sigma basis. That's how we look at MasterCard's overall performance. So, billions and billions of transactions that we process through our network every year, we take a very just deep dive look into anything that causes a transaction not to be satisfied from a cardholder perspective. You know, we talked a little bit earlier about the different parts of the model, whether it's the financial institutions that MasterCard connects to the merchant clerk at the store that's actually swiping the card. There are various failure points. So managing those down to the lowest possible level is what gives our cardholder the assurance and builds that trust that anytime, anywhere they're at where they see that MasterCard decal, they can go in and use their card.
Now, coming to the performance, that is sometimes a very subjective area to dig into. That okay, how do we define performance for any business? I mean, you can always say that I could do better. What's your benchmark?
Well, I think it's how we define that service up front as part of the business. So if we're working with the business as we look at the launch of that new service, and we've worked with as part of that team with the business to define what the expectation of, in this case, a payment card holder may be, having that as the one of the key drivers in how we develop, implement, select the vendors, drive the infrastructure, create the redundancy or continuity, it all has to go together, or we'll miss out on the opportunity in the end.
So you're saying you're rolling up performance, continuity and accessibility as part of performance, or you're still measuring it independently?
Yeah, I think you have to look at them, as an overall perspective. Otherwise, you miss it from the end customer's standpoint. Performance in and of itself isn't going to drive a customer's behavior.
So you're right about the way we would look at it, but when we will solve the problem, you cannot solve the problem if you don't structure it and put it in pieces. Because otherwise it'll be like boiling the ocean. We say we are going to take all three at one time and try to solve all of them at the same time.
Absolutely. That's, again, why I'm saying you have to define those up front in the definition of this product or service, what we're going to look for, what are the key characteristics that are going to drive its success, and make those the parameters that are pushed in front of any kind of vendor solution, built solution, the infrastructure we deploy.
Are there any unknowns or any areas which are not as easy to measure, which play a very important part in the way you are able to establish or not establish business service reliability?
Yeah, especially for a company like MasterCard, where we are in many areas of the world that have emerging technologies, there's always unknowns associated with that. And again, it's in those cases, having the right disaster recovery, risk monitoring, escalation paths with the customers pre-built to try to keep those risks managed. But you're absolutely right. There's no way to anticipate everything when you're going into a brand new geography or a brand new product line.
So do you categorize those unknowns and try to see if you can get any better in knowing more about them up front? If you've had something happen to as an event which told you, these are the three areas that we should look at next time. So do you kind of keep building that inventory?
Right, yeah. You have to look at that in terms of making sure you're not just solving the problem once, but you're solving any problem for every other opportunity that could hit that same situation, making sure that knowledge you've just gained is institutionalized and not, like we talked about earlier, embedded in just a person's mind, but it's available to the technology overall as part of the solution.
There have been instances when you as a company are trying to give 100% up or 5-9 type of uptime, and you are trying to do that with, at some point, as a human being who's taking responsibility of one area of technology, and for some reason he or she has a personal issue because of which they're not in the right mindset. It's almost like having a designated driver for someone who's drunk after a party. The person is not truly in the right state of mind, which you do not know up front. But then do you have a backup? Because your service reliability, again, is dependent on that individual who, even if wants to, has the right intent but is not capable at that very moment.
Well, yeah, I think again, that's why you have to look at service reliability as that three-legged stool with technology, process, and people. if you're over reliant on a person making sure they do the right thing every time, that's probably an unrealistic expectation. But if you have the processes supporting that person, hopefully defined correctly, there are safeguards in there that help alleviate the potential risk that could occur. So, for example, in our world, one of the things we found that's key to keeping processing up and running is how we manage our customers' processing parameters, because that really dictates how a payment transaction is going to be handled. So while we have lots of people who enter those parameters and update those parameters, those rules for our core systems, there are safeguards in the process itself that help make sure this is the type of change that's being made that has a certain level of risk associated with it. It probably requires a second set of eyes just to make sure that everyone's comfortable with the what's being put in the system. So those processes linked to the technology, linked to the people, again, drives what kind of reliability you're going to get out of that overall situation.
Let's take a quick break, listeners. We'll be right back after these messages and look at the suppliers and or service providers who are also equally important as our own individual organization's crew in order for us to provide the reliability that we all strive for. So now, how do you measure their availability and continuity with respect to whether they have the right credit status? Do they have the right performance levels? How do you measure? How do you keep them performing as if they were the same business as us? Please stay tuned. We'll be right back and we'll talk more.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Looking for flexible ways to scale your IT efforts? Then visit www.avol.com today. Avol helps companies find the global IT talent they need to align their IT and business objectives. Whether it's hiring top IT leadership talent or building a reliable technology team, Avol delivers. To find out how Avol can help your company, visit www.avol.com or call 1-800-947-2832. Avol, delivering global IT talent. That's www.avol, A-V-V-A-L, avol.com. Visit today. Being here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss being here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You are listening to CIO Talk Radio. To learn more about the show, please visit www.ciotalkradio.com. If you have a question or comment, call toll-free 1-866-472-5790. Now back to the show. Here's Sanjo Gall.
Welcome back. So suppliers and or service providers, they could have credit issues, they could have performance issues, and the risks would get introduced into the very business service reliability that we are working so hard to maintain and improve. So can IT truly play a role there?
Absolutely, Sanjo. I'm lucky here at MasterCard in that I've got a great partner on our with our Chief Financial Officer Martina Hund-Majin, who has really looked at how do we make purchasing our purchasing functions key to vendor management. And so driving that overall service quality for a company like us, you know, really has to involve the vendors and partners that we bring in at a very high level. So that partnership between IT and purchasing to help drive the business solution is really one of the upfront keys to success you look for.
So with respect to the credit and performance risks that could get introduced and you don't know much about, so is there something specifically in IT, like contract management or other type of things that you would do to have your suppliers at least provide you timely information?
Yep, and it gets into the definition around how our service level is going to work, how the communication escalations are going to work. We typically, for our larger partners, have a IT person assigned as their part of their vendor management program. And then with our purchasing organization, we constantly look at what their characteristics are from a financial standpoint, how well they're meeting their service levels, how well they're communicating to us in when there are issues on the table, and how accurate the information is that they provide.
Now, coming to these frameworks that we all know about, like whether we call them best practices or we call them, you know, whatever, but then at the same time, these are very broad guidelines because people could talk about service reliability. People can talk about performance management. Everything has a best practice, which could be a self-proclaimed set of guidelines which somebody has to fine-tune to their own needs. So truly, it's not one best practice. So you don't have a yardstick. So as an IT leader, what do you look up to when you're trying to explore or get into an uncharted territory?
For something that you know is new to MasterCard as a business opportunity, having that mindset that IT is part of the business and we're jointly with our partners around the company defining what the characteristics of this opportunity are going to look like, and making that a part of the decision process of how we take it forward, whether that's financially and how we're going to fund it or how we're going to pick the vendors who are going to help us provide the solution and how we're going to communicate to the customers that we expect to sell this solution to. So, it's all in how you do this up front that's going to help make this successful or not.
Now, this is very interesting that we work so hard on maintaining the business service reliability, and as IT leaders, really, we put our best efforts in there. Now, from an outside customer perspective, it may or may not be still a differentiator. That's a given that you have to do at least. So then, if this is itself of such a tall order, when do you get the time and the resources and the energy to do beyond that one extra thing which will put you, as you said, at the top of the wallet?
Well, I think, you know, there's that old saying that the expectation for IT's contribution is better, faster, and cheaper. And lots of times people say pick two out of the three. I think we've evolved past that, and we need to be looking at how we achieve better, faster, and cheaper to really help provision and provide business solutions. The investment that companies make in launching a new product or going after a new geography are obviously very significant. And making those investments wisely with full knowledge of what the overall cost for qualities equation is going to be makes us and gives us an opportunity to make better business decisions. So, again, IT being part of the business, not just aligned with the business, is going to help you be more successful.
On behalf of the show and our listeners, I'd really like to thank you, Rob. It was a great discussion, and I think the IT driving business service reliability could really happen where you have the support and the understanding of the business, and they are giving you the right blessings and resources, and your crew has the right type of lieutenants who are able to understand what your vision is and be able to carry it.
Well, Sanjo, I really appreciate the opportunity. I do feel very lucky to be in this position at a great company like MasterCard, where business and IT are all one and the same, and it gives us culturally an opportunity to really take things in a different direction.
Thank you so much again. Now, the listeners, if you have any questions, if you see the business service reliability being a key issue, and if you have any thoughts and or questions or concerns for Rob or us, please send us the email to views@ciotalkradio.com. That is views@ciotalkradio.com. Thank you again for listening to CIO Talk Radio. This is Sanjog Gall, your talk show host. Till next week, take care and God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to CIO Talk Radio. To learn more about the show, please visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Join Sanjog Gall next Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, for another hour of CIO Talk Radio.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Stop wasting time. Get what you